Welcome to this podcast of the Petaluma United Methodist Church. Although we would love to physically be together, we can still join our hearts and minds together in worship. Our pastor, Skylar Rhodes, is taking a well-deserved vacation break and asked me to guide our worship today. My name is Nora Talent, and I am the lay leader here at PUMC. Now, let us settle our minds as we come together to worship.
Worshiping God takes place with every thought, every breath, and every action we take. Our entire lives come together as a prayer to the Almighty. Yet we gather in this moment to be together as the body of Christ, as God's church to draw sustenance and inspiration, strength, and courage. So come, let us continue to worship as we gather in the power of the Spirit.
We are called to be a professional people, speaking truth not only to one another, but to God and to ourselves. Come, let us confess our sins. Holy God, we come these days as individuals and as community to unburden our hearts. We come to you in prayer, O Lord, because we are aware of the many ways we have fallen short of glory. Lord, we have left undone so many things, and the knowledge of it pains us. We ask both forgiveness and seek your guidance as we rise to do the things we know you would have us do. Lord, we have also done things that we know we should not have done. Forgive us for those moments when we have wounded with words or action. Have mercy on us, we pray, and give us the courage to see the way before us and the strength to pursue it. We offer this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Our forgiveness is a reality. The hard part is realizing we need forgiving and then embracing what forgiveness really means for our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are forgiven.
Let us pray. God of light, open our hearts and minds by the power of your Holy Spirit, that as the scriptures are read and your word proclaimed, we may hear with joy what you say to us today. Amen. I'm reading Psalm 29, The Voice of God in a Great Storm. Ascribe to the Lord, O heavenly beings. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory of his name. Worship the Lord in holy splendor. The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord over mighty waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. The Lord breaks the cedars of Lebanon. He makes Lebanon skip like a calf, and Sirion like a young wild ox. The voice of the Lord flashes forth flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord causes the oaks to whirl and strips the forest bare. And in his temple all say, Glory. The Lord sits enthroned over the flood. The Lord sits enthroned as king forever. May the Lord give strength to his people. May the Lord bless his people with peace. This ends the first reading.
Nondalesoni and Watakadinda is a kotominasami, Rosa Bulgaviwa. Evangwana Kenorongo, do ye be chava quickim do no lubininganga? Do ye be chava no bororoko, kinakokoa? Do bororoko kina de chava, bevaka sandun sadudunu? Do duba be chava, and a yukuku, nel sosva? Sarongo and Delinuain and Domichova, Sakurkuru na Kalova Gukuku, Satu and Omai Levu Kuchova, Sarongo Vakokon and Domichova, Sarongo Vaturangan and Domichova, Samusugan Setari and Domichova, Y Samusugan Setari in Lepununi Kuchova, Savandita Kokoya, Mevakana Lubin Pumukau, Kolepononi, Kesirioni, Mevakana Lubini. Inyukoni. Andomo ichova, satasea, na meamini mbuka wanga. Sakurea na vikau na andomo ichova. Sakurea kuchova na vikau kukaitesi. Andomo ichova, sataratarakina na mekila. Kasatadhuvikina na vikau. Asavako vilivinaga kuira keve yandua enonona palitambu. Satiko enawalubu kuchova. Yosatiko voturanga kuchova. Kasangani mundu, ena sulia kuchova na kaukoua vi ira na nona tamata. Ena vakalonga tataka na nona tamata kuchova ni sabuwa dingu ira.
Our scripture reading is from Mark. John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my son, the beloved. With you I am well pleased."
Karoni nondele soni sakotomena poli marika. Nova seva menundua kina tingundua. Asayeta liku koya me bagatabu buli na mata sawa. Asalibung sara era sa songo ni batu maibua. Asabondoka kira na wanga kukoya. Katiku sombu kina mai wai asatudake na mata sawa asavunga kasava buli dire kina kukoya ena vosa vaka tutu bata kakavira ena vobu buli dorongada sandu nando kakambraki salaki kambukambraki asayado mainis asayado nisaka kambraki buli salute so ena tutu ningoni sala arsakani na monu monu buka. A salute so, kinaponua vivatu. Sa sengi lebukina nangele. A sa tumbuda kipoto tolo, sara. Ni sa sanga ni vavaku na kenangele. E ni sa adambe na singa, sa malai. Ie ni sa sanga sara na wakana, sarangosa sara. A salute so, ena wapapotona. A sa tumbuda kia na viwa wapapotona. Kavakurunguta. asa senga kina ni vua. Asa lute so kina vanua vinaka. Asa vua vinaka katumbu vedadake me lebu. Asa vua tol senga vule so. Ka wana senga vule so. Kan rau iso. Asa kai vira kukoya. Kukoya sa vandalingana. Me rongo da sara. Me mani rongo da sara. Ini sa tiku ndundu o kukoya. Ere sa tarinkoya en la posa pa tutu pa to kwe rana leo ni tingurua. Ke rana do tiku pa takaya. Asa kai vira kukoya. Sa soli viki mundo mundu kila na kawu ni nilo matintu ni kalu. Ivira nga etondaku. And a tukuni na kakidanga, and a was about to do what. Then over back a lot of a clue, and none of us under the rawa, and a mataka in Indai.
Greetings to my church family. Pastor Schuyler asked me as lay leader to give the message this morning. This is not something that I often do, so I ask your forgiveness if I stumble a little. Please join me in a moment of prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. Did you hear about the old golfer who is standing in front of the first tee, a hazardous hole with a green surrounded by water, and wondering if he should use his new ball? Deciding that the hole was a little too dangerous, he chose an old ball that he could afford to lose and placed it on the tee. Just then he heard a voice from above say loudly, "Use the new ball." Frightened, he replaced the old ball with a new one and approached the tee. Now the voice from above shouted, "You better take a practice swing." With this, the golfer totally obeyed the voice. He stepped backward and took a swing. Feeling more confident, he approached the tee when the voice again rang out, "Use the old ball." In today's world, there are all sorts of voices. All of these voices are fighting for our attention. Voices that tell us that the most important thing to consider involves how much money we make, or how we look, or what others think, and it goes on and on. If we pay attention to these voices, it can lead us down paths that we later regret. Then we have the voice of God. He is the voice that will speak into your heart, that will guide you into safety and inner peace. We know that God is speaking today, but not everyone chooses to listen. There are some that might decide, hey, it's better to ignore this voice. I don't want to do that. And then this results in hardness of heart and separation from God's vision for our lives. The Bible makes clear that those who walk away from the voice are destined to perish. Are you listening to the voice of God? Is he speaking to you about something? In John 10, 28 through 30, Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice." I would like you to take a moment and think about a time when you felt God speaking to you. What did you think? How did you feel? I can tell you my story. As many of you know, I grew up in a farm worker family in the Central Valley. My father dropped out of school in the fifth grade to help support his family. My mother dropped out in the 10th. Nevertheless, my parents were great proponents of education and encouraged his two daughters to attend college and develop careers. When I was a junior in high school, I had no idea what I wanted to do with my life. I took a vocational interest test and it directed me to careers in healthcare or education. I prayed for guidance and one day, on the bus ride home from high school, I was struck by a very clear answer. Become an occupational therapist. Okay, I thought, but what is an occupational therapist? I did some reading and tried to find a professional occupational therapist to talk to and observe working. I discovered that there were no such professionals working in my entire county. Nevertheless, my reading and continued prayers seemed to reinforce the original voice. At that time, I found that only 3 colleges in the state of California offered the appropriate training. I chose to go to the nearest school, San Jose State University, which subsequently led to a 40-year career in a profession I found interesting and fulfilling. There have been many times when I wish I could hear God speaking to me as He did that day. Now He speaks to me in other ways. What is the voice of God? In the Abrahamic religions, the voice of God is a communication from God to human beings, heard by humans as a sound with no other apparent source. In the book of Samuel, he heard the voice of God, but did not recognize it until he was instructed by Eli. In Judges, Gideon had a physical revelation from God, but he still doubted what he had heard to the point of asking for a sign, not once, but three times. There were other times when God spoke directly to people. Abraham and Joshua, for example, conversed with God. Is it arrogant for someone to think that he is so special as to receive direct revelation from God? Especially when God said that He has spoken through His Son, who is the appointed heir of all things, and through whom He also made the universe. We can't top Jesus. In most cases, people do not hear from God directly. Rather, they can read the scriptures for guidance. Mark D. Roberts from the Fuller Theological Seminary said, if you want to hear the voice of God, we should pay attention to Jesus. We hear God's voice in the teachings of Jesus as they portrayed in the biblical gospels. We hear God's voice through the actions of Jesus as they demonstrate and dramatize the good news of the kingdom of God. And we hear God's voice as the community of Jesus, instructed by scripture that bears witness to Jesus and is inspired by the Spirit that empowered Jesus. This discerns God's guidance for today. As Christians, we can easily fill our lives with all sorts of good things: studying theology, doing justice, creating beauty, leading organizations, raising children, and so forth. Yet every now and then, in the midst of our busyness, we ought to ask ourselves, am I paying attention to Jesus? Am I hearing God's voice through the Word made flesh? Many people who want to hear from God, hearing, read your Bible, find that that advice is not very satisfying. They desire a more direct and personal communication. But if we listen, we hear His voice when we spend time in Bible study and quiet contemplation of His Word. The more time we spend intimately with God and His Word, the easier it is to recognize His voice and His leading in our lives. When we are listening for God's voice, how can we know that He is the one speaking? First, does the voice agree with Scripture? Second, is the direction based from prayer, Scripture, and spiritual counsel, and not on what others are doing or what might be easier or more appealing? And three, how does this action impact your spiritual life and relationship with the Lord? We should never neglect praying and meditating the Bible. As we meditate on a passage of Scripture, we can pray for God's direction and understanding, and that's the way we hear from God. With daily Bible readings, the Holy Spirit points us to the truths that we know are from God because they come directly from His Word. What a privilege it is to have God's Word readily available to us. Sometimes God's leading can come from the Holy Spirit through our consciences, through circumstances, and through the guidance and encouragement of other people. A pastor's sermon may be one way that we can discern God. A friend's advice tied to Scripture is another way we hear from God. We hear His voice as God speaks through other people. In Proverbs 15:22, it says, plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed. Good counselors and advisors can help us see a situation in new eyes. By comparing what we hear to the truth of Scripture, we can learn to recognize God's voice. Finally, it is less important how God speaks to us than what we do with what He says. God speaks most clearly to us this day through His Word. The more we study Scripture, the more ready we will be to recognize His voice when He speaks, and the more likely we are to obey what we hear. God wants his people to hear him, so that as we hear him, we can follow him. We can be his disciples to spread his word and his love. This is the call for the church. This is the call for the people of God. He wants to reveal himself through each person who chooses to follow his voice and to do and to go where he calls them to go. And so as we follow the voice of the Lord, we receive power. That power is working of his Spirit in our lives. You see, if we do the will of God, God knows very clearly that we're going to need help. He's just waiting for you to ask. Will you hear the voice of God today? He's calling you back to himself, to know him better. Fill him with you every day of your life. So listen, pray, and read scriptures, and open your heart to his voice. Then you will be able to hear his voice today and every day as you go forth in your lives. Open your heart to God's voice and follow him. Now, if you'll join me in a moment of prayer. Heavenly Father, in our world of noise, distractions, and multiple demands, help us to pause and listen for your voice. Lead us in the direction you envision for our lives. Give us ears to listen, hearts to understand, and strength to reach out in our community to share your love. In Jesus' name, amen.
Please join me in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Tamaki mami melo malangi, me varoro taikine dhamuni. Me adhamai na nomuni matintu. Me dhagana lo mamuni e burbura, me pakasa dhaga melo malangi. Nisile me viki mami ni singongo na kakane ruti ki mami. Nimbukoda manda ni nime mi dhagadala. Me pakaki mami sambukoda, uere sa dhagadala viki mami. I kāku ni kotiki mami gina vere, kamu ni vambule ke mami maina dha, ni sāna muni na mati ni tū, kena kaukaua, kena langilangi, a sanga ni mundu. Amen.
God has shown us the meaning of generosity in the beautiful diversity of creation, in the overflowing love of Jesus Christ, and in the never-ending gift of the Holy Spirit. God has abundantly blessed us and called us to be a community that blesses others through the sharing of our love, our talents, and our material possessions. Let us rejoice now in what we have been given and in what is ours to give as we receive our morning offering.
Gracious God, your love has been with your people since the world began. In gratitude, we bring these gifts to you now. Use them and us so that others may come to know your great generosity and endless love. In Jesus' name, amen. And this is the benediction for today. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.